This podcast is a Radio Mike original production. Head to radiomike.com.au to find out more. Hello, Dumbledos and Dumbledon'ts. welcome to a very quick bonus edition of Harry Potter and the Boys, a Harry Potter fan fiction podcast by me, Radio Mike. I did mention at the top of this week's episode of the podcast that I was so flat out. I was so flustered this week. It's been a really long week, a really busy week as well. And, yeah, I've been extremely flustered, so thank you for understanding. And if you want to hear more about that, check out my other podcast, 20th Century Boy. But I did want to get some of the owl posts that I totally forgot to get to on the last episode when we had Tom and Ollie on the podcast. That was great fun. Thank you to everyone who listened. And if you haven't heard much about Tom and Ollie, go and check out their show. If you're in Australia, you can catch it on the Hit Network wherever you are, 10 p.m. till 1 a.m. every single weeknight. I am sure a lot of you are wondering about the Battle of the Amys, and of course, the Battle of the Amys did continue this week. I won't get to that first. Another meme came in through the outpost this week from Evie Chalmers. I believe she sent a meme to me recently. In a previous episode, and Evie Chalmers sent me a Evie Chalmers has sent me another meme, which is quite funny. It's certainly a visual meme, and this is definitely an audio medium, so I'm not 100% sure how this will translate, but I'm going to do my best to convey every single part of this meme in word form. Essentially, there are two, it's a black background. It's split into two halves. On the left side, there is a heading that says Harry Potter in the movies. And there is just a picture of Daniel Radcliffe, who, as we all know, does portray Harry Potter in the Harry Potter movies. Now, to the right hand side of the meme, and I guess this is where the punchline is, and this is very funny if you look at it. I don't know how it's going to translate in verbal form. But the heading is Harry Potter in the books. And then, you know, right next to the picture of Daniel Radcliffe on the left for Harry Potter in the movies is actually just the words Harry Potter. It is very funny when you look at it and understand it because essentially what it is saying, and thank you very much, Evie, for sending this in. Please send them in, and any of you who would like to send in memes, radiomikepod@gmail.com is the best place to send them. Of course, Harry Potter in the movies, you have the visual of Daniel Radcliffe who plays Harry Potter. Harry Potter in the books, bit of a play on the fact that when you read a book, you're kind of left to your own devices, imagining the character. So, Harry Potter in the books, instead of having a picture of Daniel Radcliffe, is literally just the words Harry Potter, and that's funny. So thank you very much, Evie Chalmers. I appreciate you you getting in touch with the show. Battle of the Amys continues. Amy Harvey, first up. Amy Harvey, the what I would call the traditional spelling of the name Amy. Just the simple A-M-Y. And Amy Harvey is the foreign correspondent on the show, despite the fact that she lives in Melbourne, Australia, which is also where this show is produced, recorded, planned, edited, published, and is definitely the home base of the show. But Amy is the foreign correspondent of the show. She says, "Hey, Mike, happy long weekend." It was a long weekend here in Melbourne, and Amy does know that because she lives in Melbourne, despite being the foreign correspondent of the show. She says, "That was the most anticlimactic death scene ever. Cheers." Obviously speaking about the previous episode in which the build-up to a main character dying happens. It ends up being Professor Oak, the new Care of Magical Creatures teacher at Hogwarts. Interesting talking about careers in the magical world, and that's correct. That is one of the things that we brought up in that previous episode, which had Luke Kigel and Meg Archibald on as guests. We talked about what are careers in the magical world, aside from like being a teacher at Hogwarts, being the headmaster of Hogwarts, or working for the ministry, or working in a bar or a cafe. What are the careers in the magical world? Amy says that it sounds like there is a lot more on-the-job training and apprenticeships rather than a standardized university system. But there are certainly a lot of careers outside the ministry in Hogwarts. Think of the craftspeople, hospital and medical staff. That's true. We do see a bit of that, particularly in Harry Potter 5. Retail workers, pretty much anything we do, but magical. There are so many amazing careers in fan fiction. Some of my favourites are Draco as owner of a magical wool shop. That's interesting. Draco as a magical equivalent of James Bond's Q for the Ministry of Magic. And Harry as a wand maker or broom maker or pastry chef. So many. So it seems like Amy Harvey, the foreign correspondent, is very in touch with other Harry Potter fan fiction, which does make sense because she is the foreign correspondent of the show. So she needs to be looking at fan fiction from all over the world, not just Australia. And that's really what her title comes down to. She then says, looking forward to the next chapter. Fingers crossed for more squid appearances. Cheers, Amy. Squid appearances, of course, referring to fan favorite character, it seems, Squidvious Mooney, who I believe was a Slytherin seeker. No, John and Squidvious Mooney were beaters on the Slytherin Quidditch team that we heard from a lot of chapters ago, but a lot of fan theories going on with Squidvious Mooney. A lot of people interested in Squidvious Mooney as a character. Some believing he was originally actually a squid. Others not really caring about it at all. But good to see that Squid is getting a rallying behind him. I can't say for sure whether or not he reappears in any of the chapters. I can't remember, but I do hope he does for Amy's sake. Of course, the Battle of the Amys. Amy Altamat, who spells her name in the French way, A-I-M-E-E, with one of the E's having one of those accented apostrophes. She actually goes in a different direction to Amy Harvey, which is the first time this has occurred. Usually they both refer to the same things in their emails. Amy Altamat says, hey, Mike, and thanks for writing in, Amy. I appreciate it. Makes my day. I have no idea how paintings work in the Harry Potter universe because I was talking about what is the logic of the paintings being alive sort of in the Harry Potter universe? Like anything you paint, does it just come to life and therefore exists in like an alternate painting universe? I don't know. I like the random paintings on the walls, especially Sir Cadogan, the knight that appears in books 3 and 7, who should have been in the movies, but it's a bit sketchy the way characters that we've seen alive have died and then come back as paintings now. Sir Cadogan, great recurring character in the books, takes over from the fat lady in Prisoner of Azkaban, as Amy has said, when I think Sirius Black attacks the fat lady portrait. So Sir Cadogan becomes quite a fun little recurring character that Harry and friends have to interact with to get into the common room. I think that in the same way that the paintings physically resemble their subjects, they're supposed to talk and act like them too. But it's definitely not supposed to be them reincarnated. There's always saying that there is no spell to reawaken the dead. So it's not like it's really Dumbledore that he's talking to. Thanks, Amy, official correspondent of Harry Potter and the Boys, the original and best, in parentheses. Now, this is actually interesting, and Amy in particular is going to hate this because I believe this is expanded on a lot in Harry Potter and the Cursed Child, where Harry is talking to the portrait of Dumbledore, and then he tells Professor McGonagall about what the portrait of Dumbledore was telling him, and Professor McGonagall says something along the lines of, you know that the portraits aren't a replica of the real person. They are there for guidance, but they do not reflect the real person at all, and you shouldn't take it as such. So I believe you are absolutely correct with that, Amy. Thank you again for your contribution. Gannon Bort, also a regular contribution to this podcast, but not the official correspondent. That is for Amy, nor the foreign correspondent. That is for other Amy. He says, paintings in Harry Potter, I believe, have a lot of magical input from their subject, with magical paints, potions involved, and possibly memories like the Pensieve, where newspapers and stuff are just special potions and magic to make it into a video. It is funny how, like, newspapers in the Harry Potter world are pretty much have, like, GIFs on them, It seems like paintings have tunnels, backwards leads to their other portraits, and they can move through paintings in the nearby vicinity. So that's a little bit more input there. Couple comments on the YouTube. We hit 1,000 subscribers on the YouTube this week. If you haven't checked out video casts of Harry Potter and the Boys, they are all up there. So if you'd like to see us, like a painting, if you'd like to see us moving but not really being us on YouTube, you can watch the full episodes of the pod on YouTube with guests and everything like that. Comment from B, that is the name that is left, just B. What if in another universe, Radio Potter is reading Harry Mike fan fiction? Now, this just totally blew my mind. Totally taken aback by this comment, to be honest. I guess if you subscribe to the parallel universe theory, you could believe that there is someone called Harry Mike who is writing Mike Potter fiction or whatever this guy said, but not going to dwell too much on that. You can have a bit of fun with that thought if you like. It does seem as well that the Weebles spell from that episode has picked up and people are enjoying Weebles as well. So that's another little thing that I'd like to thank you all for. Thank you for getting on board with the memes of this show. Jessica got in touch with the show. Hello, Jessica, and thank you very much. She sent me a message on my Instagram, radio.mike, and please follow Instagram, subscribe on the YouTube, all that stuff. I stopped going to the gym for ages. Classic, we all do it. I haven't been to the gym in years. So I'm only just catching up on Harry Potter and the Boys when Alice described your serpent dance as a sperm. I laughed so hard I accidentally hit the emergency stop on the treadmill and fell over. And now she says, I want to watch the video to see her do the sperm motion. So that was an episode with Alice Tovey, very funny, where I believe it was a Quidditch match in which the Slytherins were doing a serpent dance whenever they got a goal, and the serpent dance was described as Alice as a sperm kind of motion. So feel free to go and watch the video for that. Again, she's going over to the video to check it out. Feel free to do that. That would be awesome. If you ever want to check out one of the videos, please do so, as I have said. Always feel free to send in an owl to the show. Always looking for any listener feedback. Sorry that I didn't get to it this week. I wanted to just chuck this in here as well, because after I had Tom and Ollie, the radio guys, on my podcast, they got me on their radio show to just do a quick interview, I guess, plugging my show. I'm assuming they were scrambling for content. They have to do a 3-hour show every weeknight with no producer. It must be very hard, but I'm still grateful that they had me on. And, a lot of fun, really funny stuff. I thought I'll just, as a little bonus this week, I'm just going to chuck the whole chat as a little bonus at the end of this as well. So if you like this, I'm happy to do kind of, it's fun spending a bit more time each week going through the mail, because sometimes I guess when I'm with guests, I don't want to keep them for any longer than they need to be here. And you know, I'm sure most of the guests are fine with reading a couple emails, but sometimes I feel a bit on edge and I try to rush through the emails a bit in case they need to go. So if people are interested, and if people message me and just want maybe every Friday I can do a little bonus Harry Potter and the Boys owl post episode and recapping things and just chatting about things, that would be awesome. Very quickly, what I would love in future to anyone listen to this, if you do start to see a lot of the book so far, there's a lot of little breadcrumb things that are happening throughout. For example, one paid off this week in the Tom and Ollie ep, which was where throughout the book, we've seen the character Harold a lot of times, and he's always referred to as having a strange star-shaped birthmark on his forehead. And, In this chapter, we finally saw the origin of that star-shaped birthmark, and I thought that was really cool. If there are any other little connecting dots that you find in your journey reading the book, if anyone's re-listening to them and starts to see little foreshadowing bits, because, you know, I hazard a guess that, you know, 13-year-old Radio Mike, who at this point was just Mike, he was a clever little kid, and I think there are a lot of... I think a lot of stuff that is mentioned in passing does become relevant later. And I thought of one this week, and I genuinely haven't like reread these books. So I genuinely do not remember much of it. But I remember, if I'm not mistaken, there was a few chapters ago, they were having one of their weird surreal dreams, and in the dream there was a group of people in the dream standing with like top hats and white gloves, and they had a shirt or something on that said JWC. And then in another recent chapter where the boys were in detention, Mr. Charger mentions that he sings in a choir called the Jim Wilkins Choir. And I personally believe that those letters JWC that we saw earlier in the book almost certainly refer to Jim Wilkins Choir. However, I cannot be sure. I'd love to know what you guys think. I'd love any fan theories on the fan fiction, any thoughts at all on the fan fiction. Please let me know. Anything at all you want to say, get in touch, get on the YouTube, check out some of the vids on there as well. And yeah, I'll leave you with this. This is my chat with Tom and Ollie on the radio. This went out. This was really cool. It was like my first kind of like, I don't know, publicity interview on a real radio show, which was awesome. So thanks to those guys. Looking forward to next week, and send in your owls and enjoy this. Catch you later.
Hits Your Love from Then and Now with Tom and Ollie coming up very soon. Why Julie Bishop was calling out a group called the Big Swinging Dicks, we'll find out not too far
Julie.
Away. Come on, Jules.
Wow. She's out of the house and she's just having fun. But Tom, we obviously, we love radio, we love podcasts, and we aren't just on our own podcast these days. Yes, we have our own podcast.
Yeah.
Tom and Ollie.
You should get it via the Listener app.
That is the preferred way to get it, isn't it? The Listener app.
Listener app is the bloody best.
It's so good. I wonder if you can get the other podcast that we featured on the Listener app, Tom, because we were the lucky guests on the podcast Harry Potter and the Boys, which is all done by the man, Radio Mike, from Hamish and Andy's podcast. Hello, Radio Mike.
Hello, Tom. Hello, Ollie. Thank you very much for having me on your show. And I feel like we are seeing the spectrum of topics you cover, from the Julia Bishop stuff to my Harry Potter fan fiction podcast that you guys were guests on this week. And thanks again, guys, for that career-ending move you took. I appreciate it.
It's our pleasure. Mate, we leave no stone left unturned on this show. Yeah. As you mentioned, in the breadth of topics we cover, we'll go anywhere. And that includes your podcast, which I did check up on YouTube. The whole thing's up there. Harry Potter and the Boys. I think I saw sort of averaging around 600 views. Is that accurate?
Okay, well, you might have been on a different podcast to me, because mine definitely didn't get that much, so you've definitely gotten confused. Okay. No, I do put all of them up as videos on YouTube, and but they also are available on your favorite podcast app. I guess I'm doing the plug for it, which usually comes at the end, but I'm doing that at the start, just making sure I get it in. Yeah. Thanks again, guys, for having me on.
Well, we should say, Radio Mike, mate, a big congratulations for 1K. 1,000 followers, mate.
Yes.
I got 1,000 subscribers on YouTube, and I will say that this happened suspiciously close to the episode featured on, so I think there is a direct follow-on from that.
And I love how open you were about the fact that now means you can make money off the videos. Oh, everyone's celebrating that for you. You know, let's see that cash
monetization coming in for Mike. Monetization
now,
Mike.
That money will, you know, I thought about maybe reimbursing guests who have appeared on my podcast. But you don't really do that. Like, I'm doing this for free. You guys gave an hour of your time for free.
Yep.
It's just an exchange, really, in this industry,
really
isn't
is,
it?
Yeah.
And you hope it comes back to you, and it might not. But Mike, you mean you've been on Hamish Nanny's podcast doing some stuff with those guys? Have you kind of watched them, the podcast maestros, and gone, I can do this. I can do my own podcast. Let's go and read Harry Potter fan fiction.
Mate, that is that you read my mind. That's exactly what I thought. I looked at Hamish and Andy, and I actually said I could do it better than these two. These guys don't know anything about podcasting. I'm going to start my own podcast, and you just wait. I'll be on top of the charts. Now, that part hasn't happened yet, but we are slowly getting there, thanks to you guys, especially.
Now, the concept is brilliantly simple. Back in year 7, you had a pen and paper, and what did you write?
When I was 13 years old in year 7, I wrote a Harry Potter fan fiction. You were so prepared.
Yeah, man.
This is the theme song that I've ripped off YouTube to play as the intro music on my pod. And Yeah, so I have 7 books of Harry Potter fan fiction that is, each of which is equally as absurd as the last. And every week I have a guest on from, you know, the radio or podcast or comedy kind of sphere to read another chapter of this fan fiction that really should never see the light of day, but is.
Oh, look, it is poxy. It's certainly poxy, but there's a lot to love about it as well.
It's very funny.
You've had single Sammy, our mate Sam Garlic, on the show as well. So it's
very incestuous. Yeah. You also work with Eliza, our TV queen. I mean, this is just a whole industry.
She's also the CEO of the radio station as well. So, you know, everyone just kind of has to lift their weight wherever they can.
It's a dodgy money train of just everyone's getting paid in some back channel somehow.
Yeah, and that's why we need the YouTube monetization, because that's where the money, we need as much money as we can between the 5 of us.
Mate, you are really in the podcast world because you also do stuff with Willosophy, am I right, with Will Anderson?
Yeah, so I also work alongside Will on a bunch of his podcasts, as well as Tofop with Charlie Clawson.
Why aren't you making more money or more successful?
Every day when I get out of bed, I ask the exact same question. And you know what? When you asked me to be on your show tonight, I was like, guys, it's finally happening. Yeah. I'm finally getting there. And thank you again, guys, for having me on.
You're welcome.
Not to mention Jack Post as well. I think you've got a podcast with him as well. You've got a band with him. You are a busy man, Mike.
A busy man with little results, which is the worst kind of man to be, I guess.
Yeah. But there's the phrase, you know, always be busy, but there's also the phrase spread too thin.
There's the phrase always be busy, and then there's the phrase be successful in your life. And I've hit 50% of those two things. You decide which one.
Well, I mean, hopefully everyone hearing this can make you successful, make everyone involved in this podcast successful. Harry Potter and the Boys, we are chapter 16.
Oh.
We had a lot of fun. It's up on YouTube.
Good.
It's up on everywhere you get your podcast, but Listener app is the place to go, isn't it, Mike?
Can you get my podcast on the Listener app? I don't think you can. I think my podcast is actually everywhere you get your podcast except for Listener. Sorry, guys.
Oh, well, it loops back to that successful metric again, doesn't it? Anyway, Mike.
Yes. Thanks, Mike.
When there's 5 people running the company, you know, that's what happens. Thanks, guys.
Well done, Radio Mike. It's Tom and Ollie.